News with Ian Purden. Polls have opened in Haiti, where voters are choosing a new president in their first election since Jean-Bertrand Aristide was ousted 2 years ago. The BBC correspondent in the capital, Port-au-Prince, says there are long queues outside polling stations. The ballot has been delayed four times owing to a lack of security, and thousands of United Nations peacekeepers are on standby in case of violence. The spokesman for the UN mission in Haiti, David Wimshurst, says he's confident the election will go smoothly.
We can safely say this should be the most secure and unfraudable election in the history of Haiti. All precautions are in place to ensure that nobody can tamper with the results. And that's one of the considerations in the way it's been set up, and that's one of the reasons perhaps why it was postponed four times, to make sure that those conditions are in place so that the Haitians who cast votes know their votes will be respected fully and not tampered with.
Muslims, angered by the publication in Danish and other European newspapers of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, have been staging more demonstrations. For a second day, protesters stormed the Danish embassy compound in the Iranian capital Tehran. In Afghanistan, at least one protester is reported to have died as hundreds of people attacked a base housing Norwegian peacekeepers, as Mark Dummett reports from Kabul.
A spokesperson for the NATO-led peacekeeping force in Afghanistan said British reinforcements were being sent to Maimana in the northwest of the country, where crowds were still reported to be besieging a base manned by Scandinavian troops. Earlier in the day, a several hundred strong crowd tried to storm the base. According to the NATO spokesperson, Norwegian troops fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse the crowd, who appeared to be throwing some sort of grenades. A senior Afghan police officer told the BBC one man had been shot dead and two more injured. NATO said their troops had not fired on the crowd.
An Iranian newspaper has announced a competition for cartoons about the Holocaust, saying it wants to test the West's commitment to freedom of expression. The newspaper, Hamshahri, is owned by Tehran City Council, which is dominated by allies of the President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iran says it's cut all economic links with Denmark over the cartoons, which originated in a Danish newspaper. There are also moves to change the name of Danish pastries to Flowers of Muhammad. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has said it's still waiting for a response from the former governing party Fatah on proposals to join a national government. It says if Fatah won't join, it'll approach other Palestinian parties or simply govern alone. Hamas leaders are in the Egyptian capital Cairo for talks following the group's election victory last month. You're listening to the news from the BBC. The British oil company BP has announced record profits for last year of just over $22 billion. The 30% rise in profits followed big increases in the price of crude oil. The company's chief executive, Lord Brown, rejected suggestions that the company was profiteering. A Polish woman who was refused an abortion despite doctors' warnings that the pregnancy could cause her to lose her eyesight is having her case heard by the European Court of Human Rights today. The woman, Alicja Tyszacz, gave birth 6 years ago, and since then her eyesight has deteriorated. Correspondents say if the court finds her human rights were violated, Poland may have to make changes to its strict abortion laws. The head of Poland's Federation for Women and Family Planning, Wanda Nowicka, says Mrs. Tyszacz's case was not unusual.
The practice of the Polish abortion law is even much more stricter than the law itself. As a result, very few women in Poland are able to exercise their right to legal abortion. So in Poland we have no more than 200 abortions per year, legal abortions per year. That shows the magnitude of the problem.
An exotic bird thought to have been extinct at least 100 years has been discovered in Indonesia by a team of international scientists. Known as Berlepsch's six-wired bird of paradise, the creature was last seen in the 19th century. It was found among many other previously unknown animals and plants in a remote rainforest in the province of Papua. The area is uninhabited by humans and the bird made no effort to hide from view. One of the expedition leaders, Bruce Bieler, said seeing it was an extraordinary experience.
You're always hoping against hope that you might stumble upon one of these things. When you actually do, you have to pinch yourself. It's such a surprise. It's such a treat. You, in some ways, just want the moment to stop. You want time to freeze. You're not going to have many of those in your lifetime.
Football in the African Cup of Nations, the first semi-final, has kicked off in